The World Health Organization says it's too early to predict when the coronavirus will be contained. China is now counting thousands more cases, and the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention raised the number of confirmed cases in this country to 15. In this next piece, WFYI's Taylor Bennett asks Director of Epidemiology Education at the Richard M. Fairbanks School of Public Health, Thomas Dzinski, for more information about the virus and the efforts to contain it.
This is a new virus. This is something that the human race hasn't seen before. So we are all what we consider susceptible to this. And what does that mean? Well, it means that some people are going to have more severe illness than others. There might be cases out there that are mild, right, that don't develop into severe illness. We simply just don't know enough about this virus yet. It's so new. We need more time to understand it and to study it. And that's what's going on right now, like at World Health Organization, CDC, even the Indiana State Department of Health is looking at this virus and trying to understand how it spreads in the human population.
There are a lot of viruses out there. Why is this one spreading so quickly and why is it so deadly?
Yeah, this one is spreading quickly in the population because it is brand new. So this is something new, again, that humans haven't seen before, so that it's easily spread person to person. At least we believe so at this point. There's some person-to-person transmission occurring. So, and it's spread through casual contact. In other words, just talking to one another, sneezing, coughing, can actually spread this like the flu, right? So it's spread similar to the flu. It's a similar type of virus.
How do we, and we as a global world, respond to this?
Well, I think one of the best ways we could respond is, one, and I know you've heard this before, but get your flu shot, right? That does a couple things for us. One, it protects you from the flu, and it also then reduces the noise in the environment. By that, I mean that if people are protected from the flu, they're not getting the flu. So then if something like a coronavirus emerges, we could detect it more quickly. The faster we could detect it, the faster we could respond to it.
Has anything surprised you about this virus?
Not really. I think this is acting very much like we've seen other viruses emerge, things like SARS and MERS that have recently emerged, right? This is a virus that, you know, coronaviruses are very part of our world. Humans get coronaviruses. The common cold can be from a coronavirus, okay? Now, what's interesting about this one is that somewhere in the world, a mutation occurred, right? Where this was a coronavirus that seemed to infect animals and now has leaped species or jumped species to humans, right? So there was a mutation that happened. Now, that sounds terrible, and we've seen these things happen in the past, but you also have to remember there have been more than 30 new diseases that have emerged in the world in the past 3 decades. So this isn't too surprising. These things are going to continue to happen. This is what evolution is about.
A lot of questions out there about this virus, many concerns. What should we be concerned about?
You look at this virus and it sounds terrible, and the media has made a lot of or put a lot of attention on this, and that's okay. But we also have to recognize that influenza is a little bit more deadly than this is right now, has what we call a reproduction ratio of around 6, meaning so for every 1 case of flu, we expect 6 more cases of flu. And that sounds bad. Measles is even worse. So we've had measles outbreaks both in the U.S. and globally recently. Measles reproduction ratio, for every 1 case of measles, we could expect 12 to 18 cases. So measles is way more infectious than this coronavirus is. And we have ways to protect ourselves against measles and flu. The coronavirus reproduction ratio right now is hovering somewhere between 2 and 3. So for every 1 case, we expect 2 to 3 more.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
That's Thomas Dzinski with the Richard M. Fairbanks School of Public Health, speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.